Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Thanks so much for joining me. You know, I always am honored when someone finds time out of their busy day to spend with me, because as I always say, time is that one commodity that you just can't get back. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be about leadership, but I want to first share with you a little bit of an article that I read in Forbes. The name of the article is "The Changing Nature of Leadership." The article goes to say, the traditional view of leadership has focused on hierarchical structures and a top-down approach. This type of leadership style is characteristic by strong emphasis on power and control. The modern view of leadership is much different. It is characterized by an emphasis on collaboration, communication, and innovation. This type of leadership can encourage creativity as well as the development of new ideas and solutions. So I love that article. And today my guest is Sabrina Wall. And Sabrina is the founder and CEO of the Franchise Broker Association for almost 18 years. So please help me in welcoming Sabrina. Sabrina, thanks so much for being here. 18 years, can you believe it?
I know, I'm getting up there.
Well, Sabrina, first, tell us just a little bit about the Franchise Broker Association and how that came about. But I do want to spend most of the show talking about leadership because it's such a hot topic these days.
So the Franchise Brokers Association is basically an organization that helps people to find inventory of franchises and helps brokers to understand how to vet the franchises that they're presenting to candidates and educate those candidates. So our industry is all around helping people to step into their potential and become business owners, but do it in a very, very smart way where they're aligning with people who have already done it before them and can join these thriving communities. And our association basically provides the inventory, the training, the structure for people to conduct that level of business, but also find people who really care about them to support them in this process of discovery. Because when you're starting to buy a business or a franchise, you are doing a lot of introspection and trying to identify what are those things that are going to help you to thrive and bring out the best parts of you as a business owner. And sometimes people stay at the surface with that, and we don't. We go very deep. We talk about the whole person and the whole picture and the whole life, and how that when you have the right franchise or business opportunity, when you have the right franchise or business opportunity, you can truly step into your potential. And so our organization just helps align all those factors and make that a reality for people.
And, you know, Sabrina, you and I met when I became a franchise consultant.
That's right.
Back in 2017. Oh my goodness, I can't believe that. And I was so impressed with the knowledge that you and your team provide for new franchise consultants, those looking at possibly doing this themselves or possibly helping others to find that freedom, leaving their corporate jobs. People look at that franchise business opportunity for a lot of different reasons. And it's great that you're able to really, really go deep, because this is not for the faint at heart. This is a decision that is not just like you're changing jobs. This is something that will impact more than likely your whole family, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's important. I mean, anytime someone is looking to make a shift like that, it's like they're moving into an entirely new paradigm of how they live. And it's a paradigm that, when done well, it completely changes the trajectory of their life and their family's life. But when done not well, it can be not so great. And so it can be very damaging. So we just take the position of making sure that we're responsible in the process and helping people to make those alignments so that it does truly help them to reach their potential. And it's so special when you start to see people that you've helped, start businesses and watch them thrive and watch how their life changes and watch how much better care they're taking of themselves and how they get to spend time with their families. Like, it really is a new paradigm of control and authority over your experience. And I have that, and I want everyone to have that, that is willing to face any fears that block them from that potential and step into who they're truly meant to be and have a business that honors that process.
And you talk about fears. Of course, we're all going to have those fears when we walk into that. That's certainly natural. But I also want to talk about shift over to that leadership topic, because many times I feel that when people think of leadership, they have a certain perspective of what that leadership would be. And for anyone listening, this is not just for the franchisor. This is not just for the franchisee. You can be the leader in your community. Mm-hmm. You can be a leader in your church. You can be a leader in your home, in your neighborhood. So don't think this doesn't apply to you, because trust me, it does. So Sabrina, when you started really focusing on leadership, what made you see that this was a really valuable characteristic or topic to speak on? Why do you think that it's so important, and especially today?
For me, I've been a person who's been soul searching for a long time, and probably 25 years, I've just been very dedicated at soul searching. And part of that creates a process of learning and doing self-improvement and educating yourself on what are the things that I'm doing to impact my situation. So I went through this journey of like really struggling with learning how to be a professional and handle the emotions that were coming up inside of me, handle the way that the way to interact in a professional way, but still be a human. So I went on this like massive journey of reading every kind of book that you can read and touching my toe into lots of different religions and learning what are the ways that are that you can develop yourself. And in that process, it's hard to explain, but I've created or I've experienced a sense of presence and lightness. And in that presence and lightness, I feel like I've seen things that I didn't, my younger version of myself didn't see. And when those things happened, I started to recognize that leadership is one of the areas that you get to tie in business and professional, but you also get to tie in spirit and human and care and inspiration. And those are the things that I'm drawn to, the human and the care, and I love business. So leadership is like this perfect bridge of those two things coming together. And I do not see leadership as a hierarchical method. I see it as every single person in every moment is either leading or pushing down. You're either leading or honoring fear. And so I encourage everyone in each moment, beyond just what you do at your job or what you do in your communities, but each moment making the decision that I'm going to lead from a more healed perspective. I think that is when you take the ownership of being a leader moment by moment, it's like this fuel, rocket fuel for your experience. And it just creates a more vibrant life.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I found early on, Sabrina, when I started doing talks, was that being on the stage, it's a little scary being in front of a group. I, you know, just recently attended the FBA conference and you were on the stage a lot. Mm-hmm. So I know that being on the stage can bring up some fear, but Sabrina, I felt like I had more of a connection with the audience that I would be speaking with when I was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. When I would share those moments where, you know, I didn't hit the target. You know, I didn't get close, but I did try it again. And I did try it again. And mm-hmm. each time I got a little bit closer. So do you think that vulnerability, being authentic, showing up that way, do you think that's critical for a good leader?
I think that, so that's actually a subject that I struggled with throughout my career, because I was always so open with people about the things that I was struggling with and challenged with, that it did create this kind of fear that maybe in me being so vulnerable, I'm exposing myself or putting myself down, or putting myself in a position where people see less of me. And that people do see less of others. That's a thing that an ego does. And that's the way that our egos work. But when I reflect on it now, I find that given the option of the two, being very closed off and all strictly business versus being open and sharing what you're going through, what I found is that people who did the opposite of what I did, they didn't get as much support. They didn't get as many people that cared about their trajectory and invested in them to get there. So while it was hard because I wasn't perfect and I didn't have all the answers and I was sharing this level of vulnerability, I also had a lot of people come around me and care enough about me to help me get to the next levels of my experience. And so while I think being vulnerable is difficult and it does come with a sting because you do get judged, it also allows for people to support you and to see you differently than they would if you were just quiet and reserved and didn't tell them or only shared, you know, the highest level points. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's important, but I also think that your story. Like, you are not the things that, you're not the story that, and the character that you build in life. Most people think we are these characters that we put on. I'm a person that gets straight A's. I am a person that goes to church. I am a person that does this. And we build these kind of characters for ourselves. But if you start to go really deep into self-inquiry and leading yourself, you start to learn that, or be shown that, you're not those things. You're actually beyond those things. You are this powerful presence that's underneath those things. And when you begin to tap into that level of clarity about who you are, and you stop giving the characteristics as much weight, you don't really need to talk about the stories as much, because you recognize you're not the stories, and you tap into what's beyond the stories and the connection anyway. So you can actually skip the step, but it takes a bit more self-inquiry and personal work to get to that.
But there along the way, they all serve a purpose. And it's right. Almost like those are stepping stones to mm-hmm. get to who you are today. Just as right. today, what you're dealing with today is a stepping stone for tomorrow, wouldn't you say?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So where at what point though, Sabrina, did you think that this is an important topic to talk about, and this is an important topic to encourage and challenge people to reflect upon within themselves? Why, at what point did you say, you know, I've done the reflection myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to encourage others to do the same.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a strange situation in that I have been working in and leading our company, but on the internal paradigm. Like, I have been with my internal group, our internal brokers, our internal franchisors, our internal team. And I haven't really until recently started to have that conversation externally and talking to people about it more frequently that aren't people I directly know and directly have built these really awesome relationships with. So I spend a lot of time in kind of like a meditative or prayer state where I feel like I'm given insights about what I need to do. And you can call that, if you're spiritual, you can call that, messages from God. If you are not spiritual, you could just call that intuition. But there's something that tells you where you need to go and how you need to direct your life. And when you get clear, very clear, and not acting through fear in the bulk of your interactions with people, all of a sudden your intuition or clarity starts to get very loud. And it's very powerful, because when you hear, I need to do, or this is what you need to do, you know, it gives like an insight, like this is what you're called to do right now. If you act on it, and really awesome things happen, like really powerful, awesome things you could not have planned start happening, and they start falling into place. And it's like life gets really easy. And when you don't act on it, when you say no to it, you go into a painful lesson. So I have just started noticing that, like, wow, this is happening very clearly for me. I'm either, if I act on it, I'm going in the right direction and I go fast. And when I don't act on it, I get pulled through the mud and I go through a very challenging, heartbreaking kind of experience where I have to grow and release whatever stopped me from saying yes the first time. So that process of kind of being very aware of the insights that I'm getting and acting on them started happening last year, really. It's not been that long, but last year, I started getting the insight that, okay, I need to do these things because these messages are coming and this clarity is coming, and I want to join with more people as they start to lead and help people step into their potential. I think it's when you start to know what kind of power is inside of you, you and every one of the listeners, when you start to understand it and see it, you realize there's no stopping you. Like, nothing can stop you. It's really, really strong. And you are so completely supported if you allow yourself to be.
And so, Sabrina, you talked about how you started listening. And I do believe that those quiet moments, and whether you call those quiet moments prayer time, meditation, it doesn't matter what you call it. But during those times, and when you get clarity, for myself, I feel that those moments is when I gain the faith that I know, and there's that knowing, that what I'm hearing is right. Because if you don't get quiet, chaos is loud.
Yeah.
chaos is very loud. But once you get quiet and that chaos kind of dissipates, like you said, that's when that clarity comes. And then the clarity gets loud. The clarity gets louder. And then you can really pick up on that. So we've talked a little bit about how you've used that in your company. But Sabrina, if there are people listening and they're not the leader of one of the largest franchise broker association groups in the US, if they are just, maybe they're running their company, maybe they have a job, or maybe they are in the community, how can they use some of the things that you've described to help them to be a better leader in their community, in their home?
I think it starts with self-inquiry questions and identifying what is happening that's causing the issue, whatever that issue is, to come up. It's easy to blame someone else, to think that someone else is causing your situation to be what it is. But it takes an act of courage to face that and say, this is, no one else is in control of this. It's in my experience. And if it's in my experience, then something is in me that's allowing it to be there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening. I wouldn't be seeing it. I wouldn't be picking up on it. And so I think when you're, no matter who you are or what you're doing, if you want to step into being an incredibly strong and powerful leader, the first step is searching for what is inside of you that is causing you to have harm or challenges that don't align with your vision for what you want in your life. And that, I have a series of questions, but some of them are things like, what is beyond this thought? What is the feeling that is beyond this experience? And then you ask yourself, what is happening here beyond what I'm seeing? And then whatever the answer is that comes up, you ask, could I let go of wanting to believe that? Or is it coming from wanting fear, control, or wanting control, approval, separation, or oneness? And when you ask that, it usually tells you, like, you get the insight back that says, this is wanting control. Okay, well, could I let go of wanting control? And then could I choose to have control instead? Can I choose to have the opposite of what I'm experiencing? Yeah. And people don't understand that wanting and having are different. When you want something, you are in a state of lack. And most people think that wanting is a driver to get the thing, but it's actually the resistance, the repellent away from the thing. So making that distinction change in your mind takes some practice. It takes some work to undo what we've been doing for a long time. And so if you are wanting to be a leader and like really see what you're made of, really see what's underneath, tap into that incredible potential that is inside of you, the first step is really asking yourself questions like that and figuring out, seeing what it is, and then asking to let go of wanting that, and then choosing to have its opposite instead. And when you do that over and over and over with every situation, you just make it a habit. Anytime something negative comes up, you ask the questions. It's like the charge drops away, and then you're clear to actually have whatever the thing is that you thought you wanted, and you're in alignment with it. So it comes to you in a different way than if you were trying to force it. The forcing doesn't work. Forcing is not it. You might get thimbles of progress, but you're not going to get a fire hose of progress. And we like fire hose. We like fire hoses of progress. So if you want a fire hose, you have to address the underlying fears and resistance that are showing up as signs for you in your daily experience, and you have to address them. And if you address them, you're gonna just see what is there in that power inside of you. And it's so cool. It is the coolest experience. I want everyone to know about it. Everyone.
Sabrina, do you think that some of this also stems from our language? Do you think our languaging is important during this journey? You talked about wanting and how wanting just is, it is a, comes from a place of lack. And all you're doing is creating more wanting because you're saying you're wanting it. Yeah. So do you think that languaging is an important tool to be aware of?
There is, the words are like the pointers to what's beyond them, which is the kind of like the energy of whatever the word is. So when you say the word, I want something, you can actually feel want, you know, like you can feel that like, when you say having, you can actually feel what having feels like, and they feel very different. So the real essence of it, the real thing is what's behind the word, but each word holds a charge. So yes, to get there faster, to get to process this as fast as possible, the more you are careful with your language and using language that empowers and using language that has a higher presence about it, you tend to act that way and draw in more of that. So yeah, it's not the end all. It's not the actual thing, but it's the pointer to the thing, and it still makes progress if you work on it.
Mm-hmm. Especially like you said, the words, they have a charge to them.
So yeah,
when you say a word, you can physically feel that charge in your body. And if it's a good charge, then keep saying that word. But if it causes angst, then you want to kind of look for another word to use, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely. Sabrina, I know we're coming down to the end of the show, and I know that you have some great videos that you've been putting up on LinkedIn. And folks, if you are wanting to follow Sabrina on LinkedIn, please do so. I'll make sure that the link to her LinkedIn page is in the show notes. But tell us a little bit about what inspired you to create these short videos. And they are short videos, and I love that. They're nuggets, and we all need a daily nugget.
Again, it was an insight. I work out in the mornings. I run. And when I run, I basically release the charge, anything negative from the previous day, just kind of like let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And then I get to this very clear space and I get these insights. And the insights are flashes. They're not like normal thoughts, because normal thoughts just kind of sit around and they linger and you mull over them. This is not that. It's like a flash. And you get them too. Everyone gets them, but a lot of people aren't paying attention to them. So you get these insights and flash, and I write them down. I know that if I write them down, then I have all this really powerful wisdom that's coming to me, and I want to share it. And I get instructions that way as well. So I was going through that process of running. And then I got this insight that I needed to do this way. And so that's exactly what I did. And it's interesting when you act on those insights, you don't question yourself in the same way that you like normal thought or normal planning occurs. When those insights happen, it's like, oh, this is the way that it's supposed to be. And I just trust it completely because this is how it was given to me. And I have seen in my experience that when I trust these insights, the best things happen for me. And so, that's what happened. I had this insight that said, do this now. And I did it. And it's not been easy. You know, it's a lot of work to put together all of that. And I'm brand new to social media. So I'm really learning the ropes as I go and kind of stumbling in front of, our followers and just learning together. But it's been such a cool experience at the same time, because I've connected with people I'm not used to connecting with. And I'm starting this conversation that I love having. I love talking to people about their potential and what's inside of them and helping them to see it, even if it's just for a brief little moment, just to show them what's inside of them and for them to know it just for a minute. It starts the process of them knowing it all the time. And I love it. So I'm here to stay. I'm going to be doing this ongoing, because I'm getting so much joy from the experience of being with a community of people that care about the same things. They care about leading with love. They care about being crazy about the care for others and giving people thousands of chances and seeing them as people who are all on learning paths. We're all just here learning. We don't have to step on each other. We can actually care for each other. And when we do that, we all rise together. And that is not like woo-woo thinking. That's my experience. I live that every day. And I want more people to know this too, because it's so much better. It is so much better.
You know, Sabrina, one of the things, and I know I've mentioned this to you, that when I talk to people about Naturals to Go, I always say that, even though this sounds corny, that I feel that this is one of the most heart-centered leadership team that I have ever worked with. Yeah. And it does sound corny, but it feels... it doesn't feel restrictive as an employee. It doesn't feel restrictive. I feel that at any time I can bring up an idea. Whereas when I was in corporate and I brought up an idea, they would say, oh, but Linda, that's for the fifth floor. It's not your job. Remember your job description? Let's just stick by that, because you do a great job at that. So this new leadership team, this new leadership method, I should say, is open to listening, you know, and always being there to listen, not necessarily having all the answers, but just listening. Don't you think that's an important characteristic for a leader to have, is to listen?
Right. Absolutely. And Naturals to Go, they are one of the coolest cultures. They really, I mean, you were saying it, but I've been working with them for 15 years or something. It's been a long time, and I've seen their growth. I've seen them go through different leaders. This one's definitely the best. You guys have such a bonded network, and I put a lot of value in that, because I know that when you have a bonded community, you just aren't stepping on each other. You're always just rising and rising together. You're just always pulling each other up, and everybody has bad days, everyone. But when you have people that know how to roll off that bad day and pull you back up, it's like, it creates a thriving opportunity for you. You have a real connection with people who care about you. And I always talk about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and you're going up the triangle. And that's what a community like that can do for you. It can get you all the way up to the top because you have the support structure that keeps you there. When you start to fall, they just keep pulling you back up. Yeah. The Naturals to Go, I definitely recommend you guys as a company. We have had such a profound experience of wonderful leadership with your organization. So yes, I know that you guys do listen, that you do care, and you treat your people with such a level of respect and honor. And I love that. You know, we want that for everyone, you know, and you offer that there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And again, Sabrina, we're coming down to the end of it. Is there a nugget of leadership wisdom that you would like to leave our listeners with today?
I would say, with the right tools and teams, you can be exceptional. And I think that is, it's something, it was an insight that came, but it's really true. When you get the right people around you and you have the right tools to do the job with, what you can produce is 10 times what you can do struggling in the wrong team and struggling with the wrong tools. Those things kind of deplete you. But when you surround yourself with people who are really pulling you up to a higher potential, it's just incredible what you can accomplish and who you can become and who you can take with you up that ladder as well, up that pyramid as well. It's so cool.
I love that, who you can take with you, because it's not just about us, is it?
Exactly.
I love that. Sabrina, thanks again for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us and share your wisdom, your expertise in this area. And I know that you're a Brené Brown fan.
Yeah.
I always leave the show with a quote, and this is a Brené Brown quote. It goes like this. We desperately need more leaders who are committed to courageous, wholehearted leadership and who are self-aware enough to lead from their hearts rather than unevolved leaders who lead from hurt and fear.
Boom!
Exactly what we
talked about. That's how it's done.
Sabrina, thank you so much for being on the Vibecast today. Folks, until next time, let's go live the vibe.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the Vibe.